Hey everyone, it's Rich Bennett, host of Conversations with Rich Bennett, bringing you an exciting chance to win with our latest giveaway sponsored by Tar Heel Construction Group. Get ready to make a splash just by tuning in to the podcast. Yes, you heard that right. While you're soaking up our latest episodes, listen closely for a special splash sound. When you hear it, remember the episode name. Here's what you do next. Shoot us an email at podcast@harfordcountyliving.com with the episode title. Each splash sound means a new chance to win. So the more you listen, the better your chances. If you don't have email, then just leave a voicemail from our website at conversationswithrichbennett.com. What's the prize? How about a brand new waterproof Bluetooth speaker? Perfect for listening to our episodes, whether you're in the bath, on the beach, in the pool, or on the go. You have until the end of May to send in your entries, and we'll announce the lucky winner on June 3rd. Don't miss out on this splashy opportunity brought to you by Tar Heel Construction Group. Dive into our episodes and win big. At the end of each podcast episode, I'm going to recommend a podcast that somehow or another ties into this episode. So please listen to the whole episode of the podcast, because I guarantee you, podcast I recommend, you're going to love. So it's funny, years ago, I went to the doctor because I had really bad shoulder pain. And they found out that I had two bone spurs in my neck, one in the front and one in the back, which was pinching nerves. And the doctor at the time recommended that I go to a chiropractor, which I was totally against because I just heard stories about how painful it is. And I decided to go to therapy. Well, before I even started therapy, my brother yelled at me, told me to try the chiropractor, which I did. And I've been going to him ever since. Best move I ever made. The things that chiropractic care actually takes care of, which I didn't know at the time, it improves neck pain. It has helped me with headaches, my flexibility. God, definitely the back pain is gone. So many different things. And the company that I go to now actually offers laser therapy as well. It's amazing what the laser therapy can take care of or help with. Besides, you know, the pain in the neck, it also helps with, ready for this, fibromyalgia. If you have any type of implants, knee, rods, you can actually go to the chiropractor and get the laser therapy done. It helps with that. Carpal tunnel syndrome, arthritis, so many different things. And on this episode, I have a doctor on. I've been trying to get on for a while now. It's actually my chiropractor. And he's going to talk to us about chiropractic care and the laser therapy. Enjoy the conversation.
Coming to you from the Freedom Federal Credit Union Studios, Harford County Living presents Conversations with Rich Bennett.
Come on.
You're faster than me.
Guys.
Hey,
yeah,
that was
quick.
We've been
together.
Oh, man, you come already on. Said it. I was going to ask her if she remembered the date. Sitting here today with Dr. Reed Neubaum, and he and his wife took over a place 2 years? Has it been 2 years now?
Well,
or a little over a year?
It was January 2020. So we're into the second year.
Into the second year. Mm-hmm. So they took over Ultimate Health and Wellness. Ultimate Health. I always get it mixed up.
Technically, it's just Ultimate Health, and then that's a...
Okay, so Ultimate Health.
Like a motto, but it's a complete wellness.
Okay, Ultimate Health, which is a well... Anyways, when it comes to chiropractors, he and his wife are awesome, and they do an excellent job, and I'll be honest with you, I've been going to them for a while now, and the flexibility I have is amazing. So, yes, this old man can actually bend over and touch his toes. Even I still get yelled at by your wife every time I go in because I'm still got to lose the weight. First of all, welcome to the show. We've been trying to get you on for how long now? Well, 2 years since you started.
Just about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, well, you know, before we get into what you're doing that's new, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, how you got into this. I mean, was that your original plans when you were in high school? You wanted to be a chiropractor?
Oh, high school?
Yeah.
Was the main thing surrounding my life in high school was wrestling.
Really?
Actually, yeah. That was pretty much what my high school career was about, yeah.
So in high school, you were on the wrestling team?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Really?
What high school? Yeah, I was in Maryland. I was down in Montgomery County. I'm born and raised in Gaithersburg. I went to Quince Orchard High School.
All right, do you know Jay Ellenby?
I know the name.
Okay, because I just had him on, and he just got the Lifetime Achievement Award from Maryland State Wrestling Association.
Yeah.
He was a coach at Bel Air, but he was affiliated with Maryland State Wrestling Association for a while. Because I was talking to him, and I didn't realize he was a wrestling coach. And I mentioned a guy that I went to school with, George Navarre, who was a state champ. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, yeah, his son Jeremy. I'm like, yeah, okay. But small world, because wrestling's still big in the high schools.
It is.
Still, wait a minute. You wanted to be a wrestler?
Well,
when you got out of high school?
No, it's just like most high schoolers, I wasn't sure what I wanted to.
Okay, I thought you were going to tell me you wanted to join WWE or something.
Well, in high school that influenced my decision to try and wrestle in college.
Really?
It's like I did try out, but I went to Shippensburg.
Is that West Virginia?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Just
okay.
It's literally just over the border. Okay. 81. So it's a smaller D2 school, D2 program. Pennsylvania, if you know anything about wrestling, it's a completely different sport there.
Really?
That's actually why I was so good in Maryland, was because I spent every offseason up in PA. Yeah.
How's it different?
Get your butt whooped.
In PA you do?
In PA, yeah. Yeah.
Why? I mean, what's different?
That's a good question. They've been wondering that for a while. No, it's just a legacy thing. I think it's just like that's what you do.
The technique and everything's the
same. It's like Maryland and lacrosse. I mean, like, why is Maryland better than a lot of the states around?
Well, it's a state sport, isn't it? Oh, no, it ain't jousting. No, never mind.
Yeah. Unofficial. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's like, I don't know what it is.
Really? I guess.
My dad always said this because they're corn fed.
I was going to say, because you get a lot of them coming off the farm.
You can throw a hay bale and wrestle with goats and
that, or cows.
Worse, cows, even.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I never thought about that.
That
probably translates pretty good into throwing other bodies around.
Wow. Well, yeah, because when it comes to, I guess when they get up into the Olympics and all that, it seems like a lot of your wrestlers are coming from near the Great Lakes, Wisconsin,
Michigan,
Minnesota,
Iowa, Minnesota, yeah.
Huh, man, there must be something in the water. Okay, so you did wrestling in college as well?
I tried out and switched to rugby.
Okay, wait a minute now. Wow, because rugby is definitely a tougher sport.
I don't know about that.
No,
it's kind of like. I mean, it's different. It's kind of like a 15-on-15 wrestling match with fighting over a football.
Yeah, I would think. But you're running into each other.
Oh, yeah.
Wrestling, you're not doing that.
Yeah, you're hitting, but you're still got no pads on.
Yeah. I was watching actually rugby over the weekend.
It's a great sport.
It is.
I mean, it was a lot of fun. I mean, shoot, half the team was former wrestlers anyway, so.
So I take it while you were doing sports, you got injured?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's led you to?
Well, yeah, so why I brought up wrestling in the first place was because, my junior year, I hurt my neck.
Ooh.
Right before the States. I mean, like.
How bad?
I probably could turn my head 5 degrees.
Wow, that's it?
Yeah, and it was, had a stinger, and it was like, I could not get past it.
Wow.
Yeah, so my first stop, actually, it was my second stop because, of course, you go to the athletic trainer typically has an affiliation with a sports doctor.
Yeah.
You go and see them and say, all right, son, yep, you're gonna have to rest for the next couple of weeks. And I'm like, okay, you're not my doctor. I'm going to go see someone else.
Man.
It's going to work with me, but, maybe it wasn't the best decision, but at the same time, I went and sought help from a chiropractor who got me at least to
be able to
participate.
Right.
I didn't participate very well, but maybe that was...
So how long were you seeing the chiropractor before you started participating?
Maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks.
That's it?
I was able to... I mean, I wasn't I wasn't 100%.
No, but you went from 5% to what? To turning your head.
Oh, I mean, I could compete. I mean,
yeah,
competitively, I got 6th in the state that year.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. So, which goes to prove my point. I tell people all the time, chiropractic care is a lot better than medicine or surgery, I think, sometimes. Or probably, well, depending, I guess.
I'm not totally anti-medicine.
Yeah, but you got to try.
It's just not medicine first.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because, I mean, I have to be in severe pain, practically on the brink of tears, to even take Motrin.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, granted, with going to the chiropractor, which I never understood that it could cure headaches and stuff like that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of headaches are really just muscle pain.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
All this time, I thought it was just going in and getting cracked. Because that's what I think. You think of chiropractor, you think of bones.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing.
Cracking bones, cracking joints.
Yeah, and it's not.
Yeah. Well, some are.
Yeah, well, yeah, which goes to the straight and mixed, I guess.
Right.
But exactly. What you guys do is not, because you use, I mean, your wife uses the gun on me. That sounds wrong. Okay. Your wife uses the massage gun on me, which in turn made me go out and buy one. Those things work wonders.
Yeah.
But it's all muscles, and they say not to use it on, you know, like your spine or anything like that.
Well, it's just the combination of things that's really the key. I mean, it's PT is good. Chiropractic is good.
Mm-hmm.
They're good alone. But if you find a place that does both, that something that, you know, a place that addresses, you know, the things that we can affect with our hands.
Right. I mean,
physical therapists do manual therapies. They work muscles. They move joints. They just, you know, don't, they put more, mostly put, and I'm over generalizing here. There's all kinds of PTs, like there are chiros.
Right.
But they've put an emphasis on the exercise part and maybe a little bit more passive things like stim, ice, heat, you know, that kind of thing, ultrasound.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that I never realized that you guys do up there. But you even added some other things, which we'll get into a little bit, like the kettleball.
Kettlebell.
What's a kettleball?
I don't know.
Probably no such thing. Oh, that's right, because the
Rocky Mountain oysters. It's a kettle.
Kettlebell. Every time I see the thing, it looks like a ball with a handle. That's why I keep saying kettleball. Yep. It doesn't ring like a bell.
I guess, yeah, but it's a bell.
Okay.
Yeah. The name, there's a little bit of anatomy, so there's the handle, the horns, and then the bell.
The horns?
Yeah, that's the part that comes out of the bell.
Okay.
You almost got me.
Man. Well, you have some of the videos on the website, right? So people, are you on a YouTube channel or somewhere on Facebook?
That's probably on our Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, we
so people, we post some of the, you could go on there and look and understand what I was talking about, why I say kettleball and not kettlebell.
No, it's a...
But you, I mean, you, because you guys had... And God, she's going to kill me for forgetting her name, that works in the office, who was having problems with her back, and you told her to try the kettlebell.
Oh, Sandy.
Sandy, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, she even put a post out there how much of a difference it made.
Oh, yeah, no, she's a completely different person now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, physically in the way that she was functioning. I mean, she, it was just about, I mean, I hope she doesn't mind me sharing, but it was a very frequent thing that she was suffering from, all kinds of, you know, pain.
Yeah. We're
talking about pain. Enough that, you know, it really affects how long she can sit for.
Yeah.
I mean, like sleeping, it's all the things. And you've been in pain, so you know how pain can just absorb your life.
Oh, it can change everything drastically.
Exactly, yeah. There's really not much more important if you're in enough pain. There's not much else, that you can really do. We kind of determined, it's like, well, gee, if you go long enough deconditioned, losing strength from, you know, if you're limiting yourself when you're in pain.
Yeah.
Whether you think it or not. I mean, you're not using your joints to the full capacity. You're not using the muscle in the same way. You're adapting and changing the way that your body is moving, which can perpetuate a problem.
Right.
It's all those things. That's just a downward spiral.
Yeah.
So it's really, really worth figuring out. And we determined that her problem was actually, hey, muscles and joints aren't happy when the muscles are weak. She was avoiding strength training because it hurt when she needed the right kind of strength training, and now she doesn't hurt. It's one of those, it's such a hard cycle to get out of,
yeah.
Because, I mean, you can probably, most people can probably relate to that. It's like, I stopped working out, or I can't work out the same way that I used to because of pain.
Right.
And so there's that connection between, you know, what we call it is function and fitness. Like, it's your function, how your body is functioning. Can you move freely from pain? Can you touch your toes?
Yeah.
These mobility things, like, can you tie your shoes in the morning? Do you need help getting your socks on, like, because your hips hurt? I mean, I've
known people like that.
A very wide range of people that come to us.
Right.
But that's what most people are coming in the door with. They have something that they can't do anymore.
Yeah.
Or they're just in enough pain.
Or they're adapting. Not even
thinking.
And making it worse.
Right.
Like that old philosophy, and who was it? Well, I think it was John that yelled at me for this. Because I went in there with the Marine Corps mentality of no pain, no gain.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the times I went in, I did something. I was working out, and it was my chest. Because it was like I almost pulled the pectoral muscle.
Yeah.
And I said, well, yeah, I was working out. I said, but you know, no pain, no gain. He's like, no, not anymore. He said, you feel pain, that's your body trying to tell you something. You need to stop. I was like, oh, okay. Yep. they don't tell you that in basic training.
No. Yeah, that's no pain, no gain in our clinic. Yes. Now, in some other aspects, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's true. But when for the most part, it's not true in our clinic.
Especially when you get my age, too, you don't want to do that. So, you're in college. You went to the chiropractor. And I guess that's when you decided the bug bit you. That's what you wanted to do.
In high school, my experience with a chiropractor influenced me when I was in college.
Oh,
to I think thought you I went was to... in an exercise science program. I decided, all right, maybe I'm not going to become a pro wrestler.
Right.
Do
something else.
Yeah. What are my career paths with exercise science? Like
exercise science. I've never heard that term.
Yeah, it's a relatively, I mean, kinesiology, exercise science, those are kind of it's sort of interchangeably, used. It's a relatively new program that a lot of colleges are offering now.
Huh.
But it's a great segue into PT, chiro, even medical school.
Right.
Yeah.
So how long do you have to go to college for that?
Well, that's just a regular bachelor's degree. Exercise science is its own 4-year bachelor's.
Really?
Yep, bachelor of science.
Huh, yeah. Okay.
But then, you know, I'm working with a counselor determining, like, all right, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? You know,
yeah.
That kind of existential question that we're like, you feel pressured to figure out. But I'm very fortunate that I did have an honest conversation. So what are my options with exercise science?
It's like, right.
I really came down to, and again, oversimplification, but PE teacher, research, or you're going back to school. Or coaching.
Yeah.
Like some sort of, you know, sports team related, you know, maybe athletic trainer, you know, something like in that realm.
Yeah.
You know, think like team staff. I'm like, I think I can do more. What are the other programs? And then I came across what's called a 3+3 program. So I actually went to undergrad for 3 years, and then that allowed me to start chiro school.
Huh.
They have an affiliation with the chiro school
right. For
automatic acceptance, but also it transfers back my first year to finish off my bachelor's degree.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So from starting college to becoming a doctor, it took me about 6.5 years.
Now, two different schools, I take it.
Right. That was two different schools, but okay. I saved a year by starting Cairo School early.
Early,
kinda
yeah.
Kind of overlaps a little bit. It would have taken another year.
Wow. So when you finished school, because you didn't start at Ultimate Health right away.
Right.
Where were you before Ultimate Health?
Well, I am skipping ahead a little bit, but I met my now wife.
Yeah, the one that yells at me, year. Right?
Yes. yes. So we decided while we were in school that we were going to work together and start our own practice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you guys met in school?
We met in school.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
It's actually pretty funny, too, because I remember that, you know, the first week in Cairo yeah. school, all right, so it's about our starting class size was about 120
yeah.
students, and
wow.
we're in this big lecture hall. We're spaced out. It's just a huge lecture hall, and there's only 120 of us, so we all get our, you know, there's several right. seats in between. So I had, you know, we had met, I had gotten taken into a group of friends that they knew from their undergrad. So it was like, all right, kind of got involved okay. with their group. I was just like the one kid from Maryland. yeah,
you were
really
the
funny.
Only person.
Apparently, I have a,
wow.
a very thick accent, according to them. They're like, where are you from, Georgia or something?
I was you know thinking, what? I hear that from people yeah. that live here in Maryland.
Yeah.
Apparently, I got a Baltimore accent.
Yeah.
Well, this is where I'm from.
I had to practice saying Baltimore. yeah, because, again, I'm from Montgomery County, so, you know. It was far enough away. I did.
Yeah.
I had to practice when I moved up here, but yeah.
Wow. Man. Yeah. So you met her during this lecture, or?
Well, we're in that lecture one of the first weeks, and one of our teachers says, look around. Two of y'all are getting married.
Get out of
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Well, it turns out actually, like, I can't remember. I think I lost count. I mean, maybe five or six couples from that starting class that were in that room, 120 of them, like maybe five or six couples are now married.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a common thing. Yeah.
So.
But I mean.
The hell with Tinder. Now chiropractors need their own thing. Wow, that's yeah. amazing.
No, but every week, or actually every day, I sat, you know, one seat closer to her.
Working your way over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is pretty wild. Yeah. Now, okay, because, you know, we've talked about grilling and everything before. Mm-hmm. So the first date that you went on where you guys went to get something to eat, how was that? Because your wife, every time she's a picky eater, it sounds like.
So then till now,
okay,
completely different.
Really?
Now, when I met her, she ate just about the same thing every day, the same way. Yeah, it was very, very. I mean, listen, she ate mac and cheese like only for a long time. This was before.
Are you
Cairo
serious?
School, no, she was. So then she, I would have said then, yes, she was picky.
Okay.
Yeah. And like my family is like, we're total carnivores.
Right.
They love like multiple meals every week growing up on the grill. So I'm used to that. It was just, all right, pick the meat and then figure out what else we're eating. Like, and very different families. Now, part of that's, you know, I think Italian, it's all, if it all sounds the same to me, you know, it's kind of like
yeah.
Mexican food. That's like, it's all like the same ingredients. It seems it's wrapped differently, or, you know, one's baked, one's fried or something like that, you know? So I
but the thing is, what gets, cause especially when it comes to the meats, I mean, I know Italians, a lot of Italians love meat.
Yeah.
And when I even mentioned deer meat or anything to her, she's, well, she,
oh, no way.
Yeah. But what's the other thing she doesn't do? Chocolate.
Yeah, actually, she hates chocolate. She'd probably eat venison before chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so if I go in the next time and I wrap up some mac and cheese and give it to her, is she going to kill me?
Oh, no. Okay. I mean, I should say thank you.
I just think that's funny.
If it's the, what is it, Auntie, is Annie Ann's? No, that's pretzels.
No, I know who you're talking about. The organic stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White cheddar. You bring a really? Box of those. Yeah, she'll be ear to ear.
But I'll tell her the only way she can eat it is that she's got to eat your ribs or whatever you cook mm-hmm. on the grill. Okay. No problem.
She's opening up. She had chicken cutlets last night, so. She eats like a chicken breast now. I mean, that's not seafood or anything like that. No beef. Like, it's just like a hunk of meat.
Yeah.
She'll eat meatballs and chicken cutlets. I'm like, that. She wouldn't even touch it before.
Jeez. Yeah. All right, so you guys, you finally get close to her in the lecture hall, and then you guys got married on a ticket after college.
Yeah.
And wanted to get your own practice after. Together.
Yep. Which, so how we worked it out was, you know, I did all the planning and I'm much more comfortable with risk and uncomfortable scenarios.
Right.
So I went off and started things from scratch.
Well, actually, and before you get into that, mm-hmm. because with what you guys are doing, you're running your own business. So did you take any business management in college? No.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Statistics. I took statistics. I had a roommate that was getting his MBA. So, you know, I was
right.
flipping through his homework and textbooks. But no, self-taught the School of Hard Knocks.
Which, and a lot of times that's the best way, I think, because the chiropractic care you already know, you're mm-hmm. good at the therapy you already know you're good at, and you're, which we'll get into in a minute, you're always studying and learning more. Mm-hmm. So I guess if you try to do that and try to get your degree in business, it's like, when are you going to have time?
Yeah.
And what you're doing is working.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's working well for you guys is what I mean, and for everybody else.
And I was planning all through school. So, I mean, I had at least, you know, when I decided, I mean, it was probably 1 year into the program. So, I mean, I had 2 years solid planning.
Oh, wow.
Before. So, and I mean, I'm inhaling books and podcasts and you know, lectures.
Right.
I mean, like, there's a ton of free stuff out there.
There is.
You can basically get an MBA on the internet right now.
True.
For free. You just won't have a degree.
Yeah. Just watch Gary Vee for a while.
Hey, that'll do it.
Yeah. Him and who's the other one? Pat Flynn.
Oh, there's.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And apparently, Bruce Dickinson, too. Lead singer of Iron Maiden.
Hey, cool.
Which I never realized he was an entrepreneur and a pilot. It's like, you watch TED Talks, you learn all kinds of stuff. So.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you guys are doing that. Of course, you're.
Cat went off and associated too. So
okay.
I mean, we're also, you know, we're not trying to hide the fact that we were new grads at that point. You know, I wasn't sugarcoating anything. I'm
right.
Like, hey, I'm a new doc. I'm just getting started, but I'm going to take good care of you.
Right.
So we had the solid income, the steady income, and then we made sure that that worked.
Right.
And so anything that our private practice made was cheddar on top, basically.
Okay.
So that was the plan, and that's really a common plan, actually, if you're going to start off. I mean, I really don't know how I could do it if she wasn't doing that.
Wow. So how'd you guys come about finding Ultimate Health? Because you weren't working there.
No.
Now, were you guys working up in Pennsylvania or here in Maryland?
That was all the way down in Germantown. So that was, that was where.
Wow.
Closer to where I grew up, yeah.
Holy cow.
So, yeah, how did we even come across it was, well, I always have my ear,
ear to the ground, yeah.
Exactly. Just something that you pick up. So I'm on this list of practices for sale.
Okay.
Wasn't really in the market. It was something like, one of the reasons why I wanted to start a practice from scratch was because I didn't want to go buy someone's.
Right.
Because chances are it wasn't going to be what we were working towards.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to, build from that anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that I was on that list because it was listed, just the Towson office was listed.
Oh, really?
And at the time, that was only open 2 days a week. And
yeah.
The, you know, we were working with smaller numbers then. It was doable. I was like, oh, gee, I can run both of those.
Right.
So it made me look into it more.
Okay.
So we saw a door opening, and then, you know, one thing led to another. Where it was like, hey, this is looking good. And then, hey, by the way, this is actually a satellite location of a two-location practice. The main hub is also for sale. If you're interested, I'm like, Bel Air. I'm like, all right, what state's Bel Air in?
Well, like, yeah, being from Montgomery County, I can understand that.
Well, it's funny. And now,
I don't want to go to LA.
Now I don't. Yeah. Fresh Prince. Huh? No, it's funny because you brought up, I guess it's Coach Ellenby.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was coaching at Bel Air in, so 2010 was my senior year in semifinals. I wrestled at 160, their Bel Air High School's 160.
Okay.
I beat him in the semifinals.
He may have been coaching then.
He may have been right there in that corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
But okay. I still didn't know where the school was. That's
yeah.
What I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm looking into it. Man, at the time we're living in Mount Airy, it's like that's quite a commute. But then again, Kat was commuting from White Marsh to
okay.
And it was about the same. She's like, all right. Well, I mean, we did that before anyway.
Yeah.
So then again, we kept looking into it. It's like it's looking better and better and better. And hey, we can actually do this, and Kat's okay with me having crazy ideas. so that's a relationship now. I have crazy ideas, and
everything works out.
She tells me if we can do it or not.
Wow. So you got that in 2020.
Yep. January.
January of 2020.
We had 1 month transition with Dr. D.
Okay. And
so training wheels for 1 month.
So the way it works, because you have other businesses in the Bel Air office, right?
Right.
Now, do they rent from you? Or
yep.
Really?
Yep.
So you thinking that you're just going to be a chiropractic care center, now you're also technically a landlord as well.
Oh, no, that's part of the plan, too.
Really?
Yeah.
No, so it was
I was also studying real estate when I was in school, too. So, yeah.
So it was like the perfect find for you.
Yep. Absolutely.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's a little under half of that building's rented out to other businesses. You know, we got several massage therapists. We still have an acupuncturist, naturopathic doctor. Now we have we have skincare now.
Really?
Yeah, you can get a facial.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, I can't do that. It'll ruin my beard. You don't have Reiki in there yet?
No, Janine does downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's one of the massage therapists. She does Reiki, too.
Wow. Holy. Well, how many offices are downstairs?
There are three.
Really?
Yep.
Man, I didn't realize the building held that many.
Mm-hmm.
That's, man, okay. All right, so real quick, and I know we talked about it briefly, but I'm not good at explaining stuff. Explain to everybody the type of chiropractor that you are, because I just mentioned mixed and straight. I don't even know if there's another type or not. And how much chiropractic care, I mean, there's so many things that chiropractic care can help with, even arthritis, right?
Oh, yeah.
So explain that to everybody, the difference in everything and what it can cure. Because, I mean, that's what blew me away when I found out and looked into it more.
The difference between, are you talking about the difference between?
First of all, the difference between a straight chiropractor and a mixed chiropractor. Okay. But then also everything that just going to a chiropractor can help out with.
Sure. The straight versus mixer, this is I was surprised that you even knew about it. That's like, a lot of it.
That's because John had told me about it.
Yeah, a lot of it comes down to explaining this part, and it's nothing I'm saying is it works. It
always changes.
I'd rather you go to a chiropractor than not. That's the thing.
Right.
Because only about 10% of the population in the U.S. actually uses a chiropractor.
Are you serious?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
We need to get the word out that this stuff works. But the difference being, there's a couple of different kinds of schools, and that's one of the ways that you can kind of tell. It's not the way.
I mean, yeah.
There are some schools that are known for, you know, most of the chiros coming out of there are straight. And what I mean by that is they are straight with the chiropractic philosophy. They do not veer off course into other more medical type philosophies.
Okay.
They are focused on getting rid of, and I'm putting this in quotes because this is where we get into some trouble with terminology,
right,
with the medical community, is that if you say subluxation, yeah,
okay,
so a subluxation to a chiropractor, particularly a straight chiropractor, would mean that and they might have a different definition of
it, right,
but my understanding of it is a joint that is either, you know, out of place.
Yeah.
I hate saying that. That's why I'm quoting here.
Right.
Because that's an oversimplification. Or a spinal section, a spinal segment that has lost some degree of motion.
Okay.
So what the philosophy would be is the spinal segment your whole spine controls your nervous system.
Right.
Right. I mean, it houses your nervous system, and that controls just about everything else that goes in your body. So
okay.
To start with, you should treat the spine primarily.
Right.
So even if you have some, you know, whatever, big toe pain, you know, you got to make sure that your neck, mid back, low back, all those spinal segments.
Because of the nerves.
Yeah, because of the relationship, because, I mean, everything goes
right
to and from the spine.
Okay.
So it's hard to avoid in just about anything, you know, okay, as far as how it can affect a whole bunch of issues,
right,
that people might have. And this is what you're going at. They say, I have a hard time. It's not just pain. I mean, we get zoomed in on pain because that's what most people come to us for initially.
Right.
But where I have a hard time with the straight chiros is sometimes they're making some claims and I'm just like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Meaning like more internal things, like GI issues or your blood work is out of whack or I don't know. Some chiros say that they can affect things that I don't think that they're actually affecting is the point. So I think they just go too far sometimes.
Yeah.
Because guess what? I do the same things, but I just do, you know, the PT stuff that I think that they're missing because that's what a mixer would be.
Right.
A mixed chiropractic is more on the evidence-based side. So we're looking at research, what they've, you know, they're looking at, you know, published research that has proven that joint manipulation, you know, actually moving the joints with a fast movement.
Right.
We call it HVLA, high velocity, low amplitude. So
excuse me.
Think of like a Bruce Lee's 1-inch punch.
The 1-inch punch, right.
It's low amplitude. The distance is small, mm-hmm, right? Because you're not going taking someone's neck, Steven Seagal. Boom. That would be high amplitude.
Right.
So.
God.
Yeah. But the high velocity is the speed. So when she
goes, okay,
yeah, the quick part. That is proven to help with pain because you're still treating the nervous system. So that's where I'm like, I'm not saying straight's not helping people.
Right.
It's just, I think they're missing some things. They can do better.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you got to take into the account all the other things that the patient's got going on too.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to use the biopsychosocial model when I'm evaluating a patient. I mean, and that's really what it gets down to, what I mean by looking at the patient as a whole.
Right.
So you can't ignore nutrition or what this patient thinks about their condition. you know how many times you asked about arthritis in particular. Mm-hmm. You know how many people say, "Ah, it's I have degenerative disc disease." I'm like, welcome to the club. It's a normal process, and it doesn't actually correlate with symptoms.
Yeah,
I can X-ray everyone in Harford County, and pretty much everyone's going to have something.
Yeah,
but is everyone, every single person, in pain? And the answer is no.
Yeah.
So you can't just take findings on your X-ray or MRI and say this isn't going to work for you. The reality is movement is good, whether you're doing it, whether a chiropractor is doing it for you and or a PT is making you do exercises. You know, I'd argue that the combination is even better, and that's right. Actually what the research shows too, is the combination of the manual stuff to make the exercises easy. Or, I mean, really, if you're not doing exercise, you're really, really missing out.
You're hurting yourself.
That's actually the truth there. Right. I mean, most people can do without the manual stuff. It's just sometimes if getting adjusted and worked on and maybe some active release technique, then you allow that allows you to do the exercises.
Right.
Then that's the winning combination. But most people just need to move more.
Yeah, even if it's walking or anything.
It's
makes a big difference.
It absolutely. It's way less than most people think.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, walking is great. I mean, some people think, like, I want to get back to running. I'm like, all right, when's the last time you ran? 3 years ago. It's like, maybe
take baby steps.
Literally walk before you run. Yeah. Like that's
yeah. Yeah, I think that's where I messed up when I was talking about my chest. Heck, because yeah. I just decided, okay, I'm gonna get on the Total Gym and start doing it. Whereas before I was doing the yoga,
mm-hmm.
which is a big difference, because the yoga I was doing, which is the DDP yoga, he even told you, Diamond Dallas Page, he was like, don't do weights.
Yeah.
You know, you can use your own body weight to build resistance. And that's what I was doing. So I went doing that. I went from 300 pounds to 250.
Nice.
And then when I messed up my neck, which I still don't know how I got the bone spur. I guess bone spurs just come along naturally in a way, right?
Well, that's kind of the case. Yeah, now some people do it a little faster.
Yeah.
But most people do, you know. It's okay. Kind of like, I hate to degenerate. It's such a scary word for some people. It's like, aren't we all degenerating?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can honestly say, because going to you guys, and I've had somebody ask me, well, why do you keep going back? I said, because it's, number one, I'm getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And it has helped with my arthritis. It has helped with the bone spurs.
Yeah.
Like I said before, my mobility is... Now, granted, your wife will yell at me probably the next time I go back, because I think we just DJed this weekend, but I think we have a couple other things where I'll be lifting stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, but it's just... To me, it's the greatest thing that Dr. Abraham ever told me to do or suggest was to go to the chiropractor and to Ultimate Health. And it was, oh my God, the difference. And I tell everybody all the time, try it. You got to try it.
Yeah.
If you don't, I would rather try the chiropractor before going under the knife.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would you want to go under the knife, first of all?
It absolutely breaks my heart when I see people go directly to a surgeon. Well, actually, normally they go to their primary. The primary says, back, go to the surgeon.
Right.
Surgeon says, oh, I can fix that. And they thought those were the options.
Yeah. They didn't think about chiropractic.
They did not get the full story. I think that's on those two doctors, mm-hmm. in my opinion, that normally the process is you got to try something, and if you try all the different things and then it doesn't work, and then you go under the knife.
Right.
And there's a couple of scenarios where you would go and bump up and say, yeah, that's the best option now. There are.
Yeah.
But most of them.
Yeah, because you think about with, and it's funny because when you talk about wrestling, and I'm a big pro wrestling fan.
Yeah.
Always have been. But to watch what these guys and women go through, and then they'll put off surgery for the longest time. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll try other stuff. Now you got some of them doing the stem cell and all that. Mm-hmm. But they'll do the therapy. And then the surgery is always, it seems like it's a last resort. And some of them never have to do that. Some of them will keep doing the therapy. Yeah. And then after they retire, if they have to do surgery, then they'll do it.
Yeah.
But that's what I looked at them and remember what my brother said, calling me, you know, saying what he said. It's like, well, you know what? If some of these guys, if my favorite wrestlers can do it, why can't I? Mm-hmm. You know, and then to hear about all the different sports people in sports that are going through it,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it be wrestling, football, it's like, it makes sense. Yeah. These guys are putting their body on the line all the time. And if a chiropractor is fixing it, I'm not as active as I used to be. I think the chiropractor can fix me. And you guys have, it's just amazing to me. But first of all, tell everybody the website. I meant to get that out earlier. That's important.
Our website is back2 ultimatehealth.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can see everything that we're doing, you know, our bios. We got a couple of docs and everything that we're doing there.
And if they want to call and make an appointment, what's the number?
It's 443-222-0033. You can get either office with that number. It's not like it's one prompt. See, it's one for Bel Air, two for Towson. So you can get either office there.
So with you, because when your wife and I were talking the last time I was in there, and she told me what happened, I'm like, I'm not. In a way, I wasn't surprised because you guys are constantly treating people, but you really don't have time to treat yourself. Right?
Yeah.
So, because if you're not taking care of patients, you're taking care of Buddy. For those of you listening, Buddy's the big dog that they have. but tell everybody what happened and then what you guys have that's new, which has helped a lot.
Mm-hmm. So, actually, let me first tell you, because I want to round off.
Okay.
This is related. Our last topic of surgery,
okay,
and what chiropractic can do. This is really exactly what happened to me. Happened to my mom.
Really?
Yeah, and it's why I sought a chiropractor's help in the first place when I hurt my neck.
Okay.
So my mom, when I can't remember how old I was, but I remember every bit of it. I was supposed to go out and shovel some snow.
Okay.
I guess I was taking my time, so my mom got started, and she blew a disc out.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, you hear this all the time, and we have this coming in to the office all the time. You know, bending, twisting, it's like, what are you doing when you're shoveling sweat-heavy snow?
Right.
It's the textbook way to herniate a disc. Between acupuncture and chiropractic, I mean, she was on the road to surgery. I mean, I had to help. I had to help her walk around. I mean, she couldn't. I literally stayed home from school to take care of my mom because of back pain one time at a certain point. So that really stuck with me. And that did go into my decision in becoming a chiropractor in the first place.
Okay.
Yeah, guilt for shoveling snow and hurting my mom. No. No, it was just I was like, all right, what do I want to do the rest of my life? Prevent back surgeries.
Yeah.
I could do that. I can do that the rest of my life. That'd be great.
Holy cow. Yeah, I always felt guilty of doing that. If
my mom got
hurt. Yeah, I mean. I
felt terrible.
My mom wouldn't do it, but if my father asked me to and I put it off and I see him out there doing it, it's like, I better get out there and do it. Now I just wish that my daughter would do that. She sees me out there doing it, but it doesn't work that way. So let's take a little break here. I want to talk about one of my sponsors, Maryland Pickers. Maryland Pickers is a local junk removal service, and they also have dumpster rentals as well. I actually called Jeremy when we were doing our spring cleaning this year, and he brought the dumpster out and quick to answer the phone and
came out the day he said he was going to pick it up, answered all my questions. Everything was fine. Phenomenal. Very professional to work with. So if you're looking for junk removal service, if you're looking to rent a dumpster, contact Maryland Pickers. Go to MarylandPickers.com or give them a call at 443-206-1859. Again, that's 443-206-1859. Tell them that Rich from Harford County Living sent you.
So what happened to me was actually the same exact thing. I'm talking like the same side and everything.
Really?
Same level, same side, L5, S1, lateral.
But you weren't shoveling snow.
No.
Okay.
No, I was lifting kettlebells. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was wait a minute now.
No. It was a combination of things. I think, you know, it doesn't just, whoever's listening, it doesn't always have to be some catastrophic thing,
yeah.
Some injury that happens all at once.
Over time.
Like, more often than not, it happens, how I say it is, gradually than suddenly.
Well, and it could be because of, you know, how many years were you doing wrestling and rugby?
Oh, I mean.
Right?
I started before I was allowed to wrestle, technically, because I was wrestling my older brother, you know.
So he came out of the womb wrestling.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah. For a long time. No, there's plenty of reasons that could be, you know, lingering. It's not, I mean, I had never had an MRI before I got this one to confirm what was going on, but no, it was, we were talking about, you know, all right, not really paying attention to what your body's telling you.
Right.
No pain, no gain is not true. And we don't really stop.
No.
So, and yeah, our job is physical. So,
like your wife said, the bending over. Working on patients and everything?
We're kind of hovering over people.
Yeah.
But, you know, we know better and we try our best, you know, but you get tired and you slash, you know, we're humans.
Right. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, we're not robots with how we move. And even if you do move really, really well, like your form and everything, you're not rounding, you know, you have great posture and in what you're doing.
Right.
It's no guarantee. There is no guarantee for, you know, getting through life without pain.
God, calm that posture. Yeah, I am slouching down in the chair.
That's typical.
Thank God this isn't on video. I would be getting yelled at.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are talking about posture, just slouching down in the chair. It's like, uh-huh. So what was it you woke up with and then just...
Well, so I was to and from some seminars, you know, back-to-back seminars, trainings that I had to do. So, I mean, there's an opportunity. I mean, shoot, I hear people doing this from
sitting too long. So you were just constantly keeping busy.
Basically.
And really taking no time to treat yourself. And when I say treat yourself, I don't mean chiropractic care, just, you know, whether it be walking or whatever, like we were talking about before, if the exercise and everything, and even relaxing, you know, the breathing and everything, there's times you got to take to yourself or take for yourself.
Well, you know why? The biggest mistake was not listening to the warning signs. See, my back was bothering me a little bit.
Right.
You know, it wasn't stopping me.
Yeah.
You know, if we're seeing several patients, you know, the days, the weeks, they add up. You know, I and like I said, I'm not doing just chiropractic care. I'm running the business too. I mean, mostly Kat's doing that, but you know, we're a team with that.
But you're also doing the kettlebell and everything else.
Yeah, we're doing. Yeah, we got a lot of balls in the air.
And
it was really a combination of things.
Yeah,
it's not like I'm out of shape either. You know, but I am doing, I don't have time to do the same amount of things. So, you know, I'm falling for that trap. And because we work so hard all the time, it's like, you know, my back hurts a little bit all the time.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's like, what do you, you know, I feel weird if I'm not sore somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully that's the good kind of sore. It's like your glutes and quads and hamstrings and not like your joints that are aching, you know.
Yeah.
That's not what I mean. The self-inflicted soreness.
Right.
The good kind the is good what kind I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yes, there is a good kind of sore.
There is. So the combination, not listening to warning signs, back-to-back plane rides, to and from seminars. The last kicker was, you know, that last seminar was one that focused on rehab.
Mm-hmm.
I was being careful, or at least I thought I was, you know, so doing what I thought I could. If anything bothered it, no way.
Now, where was the seminar at?
I was in Dallas.
So you traveled, so...
Flew to Dallas.
Okay, so for those of you listening, he's talking about seminars, not webinars. So you weren't sitting at home watching these things. You were actually traveling, going to them.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. And even that can be...
Oh, just the plane ride alone. I mean, we got people saying like, yep, I drove for a couple hours and now I can't move. Like, we hear that all the time. So like that alone could do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you ended up, what was it that you did?
So an L5-S1 disc herniation, and actually like the inside of the disc,
right?
Like the nucleus of it, that's mostly water, and that's contained by, you know, more fibrous cartilage.
Okay.
So it's much tougher on the outside. So when it herniates, and actually mine went to the extent where it, the nucleus, the mostly water part, that's how it makes it, makes your spine, the discs.
The cushion.
Yeah. Exactly. It was shock absorbers. The inside is now outside.
Oh.
And outside in the spinal canal and the hole where the nerves exit. So I got all the, I mean, that alone causes back pain most of the time. I mean, it's very, very inflammatory. You just get crazy inflammation. And it hurts. You tore cartilage. I mean, you have nerve endings in the cartilage. If the nucleus makes it outside of the disc, you had to have torn the outer fibers.
Man.
So, yeah, it kind of squirts out and then catches, then catches some of the nerves exiting at that level, which was for me the S1 nerve root.
Okay.
So the first sacral segment. So there's, you know, your cervical, thoracic, and lumbar. This can happen in your neck too, by the way.
Okay.
So it's generally the same way. You know, forward flexion and rotation, like bending and twisting.
Right.
It squirts out the other way because it makes a wedge and then it pushes the material out.
So, it just sounds disgusting.
Oh, no.
Like, I mean, I know it's
really a common thing.
Yeah. Man, so apparently you were in severe pain.
Yes, I went downhill pretty quickly. So,
and when you saw the MRI, what was your first thought?
Well, my first thought was it didn't really change what I thought it was. I mean, here's the thing. One of the ways that we figure problems out is based on the symptoms and the findings of an exam.
Okay.
So just based on what I was feeling, it's like, I think I herniated a disc because of what I couldn't do. I was shifted over, which actually I was this way. So, all right, if the disc material is that way, I'm pointing left. And I'm shifted over to the right. If I have this lean and I can't straighten up, then I'm thinking, like, that's a sign that you have a disc herniation on this side. Because it's like if I opened up that door and put a pencil in between the frame and the hinge.
Right.
And then you can't close the door.
Okay.
So that's the same thing. So the disc is out here stopping me from hinging this way. So... Just that piece, I would say, yeah, I think this is a disc issue, but let's make sure. And then the nerve involvement. I mean, I noticed my calf was kind of weak.
Right.
At that point. And guess what supplies the calf muscles? It's S1.
Right.
So you're assuming S1 is involved. It kind of feels like how discs are described to me. And then numbness in the side of my foot.
That's the part that scares me, the numbness.
Yeah.
Because usually you hear numbness right away, people think paralysis.
It can
numbness
be.
And then you can't feel nothing.
Or, I mean, the calf weakness more points to paralysis than numbness. I mean, numbness is, so there's the sensory nerves.
Okay.
There's that sense, you know, you're feeling. That's light touch. You have your sense of vibration. pinprick. That's another, right. That's another way. So those are kind of ways that we assess your sensory nerves.
Okay.
And then the motor nerves, that's muscle testing. So walk on your toes, which you saw I can't do.
Right.
On one side, that's motor neurons. So they all kind of run together. So it's getting pinched enough that it's affecting both. Now, some people would have weakness and no sensation changes, and some people would get sensation differences and have no problems with their motor neurons. But
so when this happened, were you laid up or anything? I mean, obviously, I mean, you couldn't go to work, right?
I got home Sunday in pretty bad pain. Work on Monday.
Okay.
And Monday morning, I don't start till the afternoon. And by the time that I got to about, I don't know, 9 o'clock on Monday, I was calling Catherine in the front desk and saying, we need to cancel everybody.
Wow.
I can't do it.
Wow.
I would never say 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know. I don't think that I was in. I mean, like, I could stand more. Obviously, I'm still here. I'm like,
yeah.
So, but basically a 10 out of 10. I mean, it was as much as I could stand. I mean, I was this close to saying, take me to the ER. I mean, like, give me something.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is a chiropractor that's, again, I'm not anti-medicine, but I'm certainly not medicine first. And,
right.
And, I mean, yeah.
But the pain was just taking over. You were in that much pain.
I was on all fours. I could not. I mean, I spent that week sleeping literally with my, in the fetal position, basically, and just trying to, actually the best position. So I stayed in the living room because I had the most options.
Right.
The bed was just not.
Wasn't working for
you. It just
you.
Was not. Yeah.
And Buddy probably wasn't leaving your side either, was he?
No, you could tell he was scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dogs can sense that stuff.
He knew something was up. Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. So the good thing is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but one of these seminars that you've been to was about laser, right?
Not one of the seminars.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Or research you were doing.
Well, so one of the reasons why I wasn't really surprised when I saw my MRI was that I used to work at a place that did spinal decompression, but then they also specialize in laser treatments.
Okay.
So that's how I knew about laser in the first place and the particular brand that we're using now.
Okay.
But yeah, that's why I decided to start adding it. We were already thinking about adding it in the first place, so that's why we were able to just get it so quick, because we had the process started already. We just kind of bumped it up a little bit.
Now, did it come in before selfishly. You hurt yourself or after?
Oh, no, I selfishly. It's like I'm getting this for me first, and then I'm going to be a raving fan. I mean, I already was.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, what better person to try it out on first than yourself?
Yep, a living testimonial right here.
Wow. So explain to everybody what this laser is and how much it's helped you. Because, well, obviously it's helped because you're here recording this.
Oh, absolutely. So it is a therapeutic class 4 laser. Now, why I say therapeutic class 4 is because a lot of people go, what, a class 4 laser? That's a really powerful laser. And it is.
Right.
It is very powerful. I mean, the government needs to know that I own this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's powerful. So the reason I say that and it's class 4 is because there are class 4 surgical lasers, and that's just how powerful it is. It's just the focus. So the lens of this laser is much wider, so it's getting a different density of energy put into the system. But that's really what it comes down to. You're putting light energy into your body, and it's stimulating certain things in your body to happen.
Wow.
I mean, everyone, see, the first thing I like to point out in explaining laser is that first part. It's like, all right, what do you mean? So you're shining this flashlight on me, and a powerful flashlight, it's light going into my, you're shining it on my skin, and
it's not burning you.
It's not burning me, but it's doing what now? How is it exactly? Is it doing
going through,
anything?
Yeah.
And I bring up photosynthesis. It's the same process of turning light energy, sunlight, into right. proteins and glucose and sugars and carbohydrates and fats. That's okay. what plants do. Anyway, so everyone's familiar. Everyone, at least most people, are familiar with that process. So light into chemical energy.
Right.
And that's what the laser's doing too, but it's just within our body.
So it's basically helping you, I guess, the blood flow?
Or? That's one of the ways. So there's okay. a couple of different targets. One of them is blood. Now, mm-hmm. they found that this laser, certain wavelengths do different things too. So one of those wavelengths of light does affect the circulation in the area.
Okay.
But in a couple of different ways. So one of the ways is it causes the lining of your blood vessels to release something called nitric oxide.
Okay.
You've heard?
Yeah.
Okay. So what that does, it's called it's a vasodilator. And
okay.
vaso means blood vessel.
Okay.
And then
that makes sense. Okay.
Dilation, think like your eyes dilating. Yeah. It opens up blood vessels.
Okay.
Fancy word to say your blood vessels go up. Sorry.
That's okay.
So it increases the circulation by widening, you know, opening up right. blood vessels wherever it's shined.
Okay.
So that's one way. You got more blood there. Then the same wavelength also causes the red blood cells to release the oxygen that's bound to them. Right. There are the oxygen transporters.
Yeah.
So some of it, you don't want, you know, so it splits off some oxygen, you know, as it goes through. Right. There's gas exchanges happening, you know, within the capillaries and
right.
and you're changing out CO2 and oxygen.
Okay.
So it just makes sure that the red blood cells, they dump all of their oxygen where they're at. So those red blood cells, first yeah. off, there are more of them and they're delivering more oxygen.
Huh.
So yeah, it's a 1-2 punch with the blood part.
Oh, damn.
Now, that also causes some pain relief. Now, here's the thing. Like, you brought up headaches, and a lot of headaches are actually, you know, muscle issues.
Right.
Like, the typical tension-type headache, right?
Yes.
That's the one that starts in your shoulders, goes up the back of your neck, and sometimes it goes up the back of your head, on top of your head, and even to your forehead.
Right.
That's because your upper traps, right? Think, like, dumbbell shrugs. Like, that's the muscle that I'm talking about. That causes pain. If there's a knot in the muscle, it can cause that pain. Now, that knot is often caused by a blood flow issue.
Inflammation, you know.
The inflammation's second.
Okay.
If a muscle or a certain area of a muscle isn't getting enough blood flow, whether you're not using it or there was trauma or... There's a couple of different reasons.
But, right.
You know, inactivity or if it's just always on. You know, like stress and these muscles are just on and they don't get a break. And if a muscle stays contracted, it can't get
right.
the same amount of blood flow. So you can get these knots.
Man.
So this is my roundabout. See, I want to just kind of shout out to all my chiros out there who like to trace it back to the root problem. So how a patient presents is a headache. But really, we determine that it's a muscle type headache. It's
right.
caused by muscle. And then that muscle, the problem is a knot. That knot is caused by stress, but the solution is blood flow to that knot. See, like, it sounds complicated, but the are you following that?
Yeah, because what I'm thinking, when you're sitting there talking about that, I'm thinking you're probably getting a lot of young patients in that are constantly have mm-hmm. their head bent over looking at their phones, tablets, or even on the computer.
Yep.
Because you hear a lot how people get tension headaches all the time. And I think that is probably from that because you are hunched over. You're not.
Oh, this whole work from home
yeah.
thing? Yeah. Yeah, a lot of.
Oh, God.
No, one of my first questions is, are you working on a laptop? Are mm-hmm. you working at the kitchen table? Because, yeah, most people, that head goes
They're
forward.
Bent over. Boop. Yeah.
And you're putting on you're putting a lot of stress on those
muscles. One of the reasons
exactly.
I don't like using a laptop because you're always
you're down.
Looking down.
Yep.
You want that monitor at eye level so you can sit straight.
Yep.
And it's right there. Actually, I mean, mine's not at eye level, but I got to raise it. But still, it's better than looking down.
Right.
My biggest problem is the damn tablet. Because when somebody's on the tablet playing a game or whatever.
Well, you can't hold it up because these people will think you're, like, filming them or something.
That's the truth, too. Yeah. That is true. Man. Yeah. So, you, as far as chiropractors go in the area, does anybody else have this laser that you know of, or are you the only one?
Closest one's Carroll County.
Really? Wow. And so how long... Well, obviously, you couldn't use a laser on yourself, so I take a cat had to do it.
Yep.
So how many times did she have to do treatment before you started feeling relief?
Okay, so I was using it, again, I was pretty, you know, I got this thing for myself primarily.
Right.
So I was like,
it's a new toy, you got to try it. It's a guy thing.
Exactly. I mean. And this company is great, Sumis Laser. Mm-hmm. I mean, I literally have the CEO's number, cell phone number. So, I mean, I can, like, hey, how many times a day can I use this thing?
Right.
can I just, like, just keep going with it? Like, just all around, right? No side effects, right? Okay, no. So, I was using it twice a day, which is just about the max that you can do. Now, it takes a lot out of you.
Okay.
Because one of the reasons why it works so well, too, is one of those targets is the mitochondria. So I'm using all my big words today, but that...
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about on that one.
So that one's in... That's a... Mitochondria are... Well, anyone who made it through high school biology would know it's the powerhouse of the cell, and that's all they would remember about it.
Okay.
But there's... I mean, there's tons of mitochondria, and they in every single cell of your body. And what it does is the mitochondria, they create the energy that your body uses. I mean, like pretty much in all of the systems that a cell needs to do. Making proteins, you know, the gas exchanges.
Right.
Maintaining the cell membrane. It's all the necessary things to just keep the cell alive. That's what it's using. And to heal. To heal your body, you need... mitochondria doing its thing to create that energy.
Huh.
But that's another reason. That's why it can take a lot out of you, and that's why you want to limit it to two times a day. But what that did for me was let's say I was a 9, because I'll never say 10. That first night the first day that I used it, not much change instantly.
You know,
it heats up a little bit. Yeah, it's soothing. You know, maybe it takes the edge off a little bit, those first two. But the next day I woke up and I was a 5.
Really?
Yeah, and then two more treatments. The next day I woke up and I was a 2.
Wow.
So it was that quick. I mean, four visits. Now, it's not like I'm in the clear even now.
Right.
But so we continued using
it. But you're able to walk around.
But in 48 hours, 4 treatments.
That's amazing.
I went from a 9 to basically no pain. I mean,
man. So now have you guys actually started using this at the practice yet?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, now my schedule, because see, I'm not really in a... I'm in a hurry to start helping people.
Right.
Now, I'm not in a hurry to start pounding on bodies like I did, because I do think that it had something to do with what I was doing. So I also don't want to fall for the trap that I try and
steer
my patients away from, too.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to fall for that trick.
Wow.
Of coming back too soon.
Yeah.
So right now I'm...
You're listening to your body this time, other words.
This time around, I sure hope so, yeah. So, yeah, I'm dedicating my time to running the laser. And one of the things that this laser does that not a lot of other lasers can do, too, because, again, it's a very powerful laser. If you've tried laser therapy and it hasn't worked for you,
right.
I would love to know what kind of laser it was.
And all right, because this is something I didn't realize. This is a handheld device, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so because when I hear laser, I'm thinking it's got to be a whole separate room with this big, you know, this really big laser thing. Mm-hmm. This is strictly handheld.
It could have. Actually, I should have brought it.
I was going to say, well, because Kat said she brought it home because you were at home and you were able to do it there at home.
It's
you just have to wear the goggles.
Exactly.
Which she had a hard time getting the goggles on Buddy. Or something like that, she said. Because Buddy didn't want to leave your side. So she had to put a towel over his head.
Safety first.
Right.
Exactly. No, it sits on a table. We have a little cart for it and we got a little fiber optic cable and that's how we use it.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It can come home with me real easy.
Wow.
Suitcase.
So you guys are using it there now, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the big things we're using it for is neuropathy. So neuropathy, that's a wide category of causes for that.
But yeah.
Basically, you know, burning, numbness, tingling in the hands or feet. Most often it's the feet. Some people just get it.
Huh.
Particularly, you know, as you age, the likelihood of it coming on happens,
right.
And it's again circulation related. Diabetic neuropathy,
really?
That's the most common cause of amputation. Actually, is because they can't feel their feet, and if you get a cut and it gets infected, you're losing body parts if you don't catch it.
So somebody that's diabetic, this actually can help? It's not going to get rid of the diabetes, granted.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. No, it's not going to affect the diabetes.
But, I mean, because that's the one thing I've known a lot of people. I mean, diabetes runs in my family. Knock on wood, I don't have it.
Well, yeah, that's good.
But that's one of the things that I've had a friend of mine that lost toes and limbs.
Yep.
So this helps
that. That's why they lose it most often. It's because they're basically the blood supply gets so bad.
Right.
And that's one of the bad things that happens with diabetes is the blood flow to your extremities. So that's why it starts in the toes most often. It can start in the fingers, some people both. But the blood supply to the nerves is limited. And then the nerves start dying, basically.
Yeah.
And now, not being able to feel anything on your foot, that's bad enough. But you also get strength issues. Kind of the same thing. Like, the nerves aren't happy, so you're not getting the same, you know, go to the muscle. And then it's also the nerves dying can send a signal saying, we're dying.
Right.
And that hurts. That gets registered as pain.
Yeah.
So, yeah, again, the solution is more blood flow. And this laser, they've documented, I mean, they're touting 90% success rate with neuropathy.
So,
actually, specifically diabetic neuropathy.
If somebody, like, I was telling you about my two buddies that had the surgery on their neck. The other one's already basically.
Yeah, just now.
Can that, even though he had surgery, could he still use this? I mean, come to you guys for this?
Now, actually, yeah, and this is a common thing. So, It's wild. You can actually use this over implants.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I should be the first stop if someone's had a knee replacement, a hip replacement.
Right.
Because here's the thing. They you might not even start physical therapy the next day. But
yeah.
You can get lasered the same day if you want.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, you're really speeding up the healing process by getting the laser.
That's amazing.
It's about 30 to 50% faster healing.
So even if somebody's got like rods in their back?
Yep. Totally fine.
Oh man, I got it. There's a lot of people I need to talk to tell them to contact you now.
Well, especially, I mean, a lot of these, you take all these other options off the table when you have hardware. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. Like, sometimes it is the best option, but you do take options off down the road.
Well, and that's just it, because a lot of people, if they have an artificial knee, the rods or whatever, hip replacement,
what are you gonna do?
They think if they're in pain, there's nothing else they can do.
Exactly.
Now there is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ultimate health. Dr. Reed is living proof that it works. I mean, granted, you don't have any artificial, at least I don't think you do.
No,
okay.
No.
But I mean, that's amazing, especially with the diabetes and the replacements. That's, wow, I didn't realize it did all that. Are you?
Well, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to get it so badly is because we can help the people that we can help is, it's widened a whole lot.
Yeah.
And how we can help our current patients too. I mean, think about it. Especially like the student athletes or just any athlete, you roll your ankle. Do you want to get back 50% faster? Come get six treatments. That's what it would take. Somewhere in that 4 to 6 range, you should expect to be back.
I'm thinking, I didn't even think about the athletes. I'm thinking now of, a lot of older people in their 60s, 70s, 80s or whatever that have the rods in their back, the artificial knees, even a lot of veterans and everything. And they don't think, because I guarantee you the VA probably doesn't have this. Well, who knows? They might. But I doubt it. I don't even know if the VA hospital has chiropractors.
It's there are some of them that do.
Okay.
I mean, when we were in school, we did some rotations in VA.
Oh, did you? Okay.
That was up in New York.
Okay. But either way, I mean, this is something that a lot of people don't realize that option's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's here. Oh, my God. That's amazing. I hope people start pounding down your door for this, because that's just, wow. I didn't realize it did all that.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing, too. It was therapeutic lasers were FDA cleared in 2002. That's how, and this laser is 2005, 3 years later. It got it.
Wow.
Got it. So they've been from the start. They've been one of the front runners. So, I mean, they're 10 years ahead of the next laser company in research. And they're the ones that are pushing the envelope with the research.
Why are more people using this?
Well, it's new. It's new. Unfortunately, I mean, you know this too. Insurance companies are late to the party with covering things that work.
Ah.
So yeah, I guess that's the other thing. It's like,
I was going to say, so like Medicare probably wouldn't cover it or anything.
Oh, no. Okay. No. I mean, they hardly cover chiropractic.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a shame. Because you figure as people get older, they're going to need a chiropractor even more.
Oh, yeah. No, we're pretty limited.
Oh, God. That just makes me angry. Oh,
no, insurance companies make me angry, to be honest, but
well, yeah.
playing their game.
That's a shame.
Yeah, that's what it is. That is what it is a shame, but.
Man. Holy
They'll
cow.
Come around. It'll
yeah.
Just, it just might take.
Maybe take another
a decade
10, 20
or two.
Years.
I know,
or
I'm
something.
Serious. They're about 15 years behind the latest research in what they cover.
That's sad.
They won't cover dry needling.
Huh?
Dry needling?
They don't
cover that.
Are you serious? So now you did the laser treatments to yourself. You're definitely doing better. You already have patients that you're doing it on.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just need to get the word out there for more people to start doing it. So at your practice, because I'm sure the doctors have to go through training for this, right?
There's some safety training, but it's really
is that easy?
It's a pretty easy.
But is it just you and Kat that are using it now?
Me, Kat, and we have a CA doing it too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. I got to find another problem. I would have tried this laser. No, don't tell her I said that. No.
Yeah, don't go doing anything.
Yeah, sure, no, I don't want to. I don't want to do that.
Well, don't you have knots anywhere?
You know what? It's funny because when you were talking about how you were walking tilted, every once in a while, and I've noticed this. Like, especially if I'm grilling a lot, I'll find myself walking like that. And usually I'll have to, and it could be all day.
Yeah.
But if I lay down and do the exercises, I'm finally able to straighten myself out.
Yeah.
But it may be a day or two. And I think a lot of it's when I'm lifting that, because I got that heavy duty smoker.
Nice.
And, but no, I've caught myself
leaned over to one side. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife always says I have, what is it, sciatica or whatever? Is that the curve of the spine?
A sciatica is pain from the sciatic nerve. So usually,
all right, it ain't that. Yeah. What's the thing?
Scoliosis?
Yeah, that's what she keeps saying. I keep thinking of Ahmed the terrorist from every time I hear that. But yeah, she swears up and down I have that. I say, if I had that, I'm sure the chiropractor would have told me already. I don't have that.
Lots of different kinds of scoliosis.
Yeah. But, I think she's just looking for, I don't know, probably wants to put me in a home or something.
Sick thoughts? Maybe. Scoliosis? Probably not.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't want to come up with anything new and go in there and have to use the laser. That's I'll get in trouble if I do that.
Well, I'm sure we can find something.
You probably could.
Well, no, that's why I brought up knots was because we have the fancy word for knots or trigger points. And there are trigger point settings. So you literally go around and say, all right, we're going to find all your knots and we're going to go 30 seconds each spot. And you do the laser and it makes them feel better.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, I do get the tension headaches sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I can feel, I can always feel a knot right here.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, which is, I'll ask my wife, I guess somebody else trying to feel it, unless they have the practice like you do, yeah. Can't tell.
It's a skill. Yeah.
And that's when I know. When I'll go in, if I come in and get my neck cracked, it makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. Granted, I'm still sore when I leave there because it's your neck. But I also learned this the hard way, too, because I wasn't doing it at first. After you go to the chiropractor, take it easy for the rest of the day. Don't go in there trying to do anything crazy, which I've done. So I've gotten yelled at for that.
You can be sore.
Yeah.
And let me... Yeah, I mean, a lot of the treatments we do, you can leave. You know, it's not a miracle. You know, sometimes it happens where it's, boom, one adjustment.
Right. Like, and that's happened sometimes. Cure.
Yeah, and it's great when that happens. It can happen.
Yeah.
It happens a lot. But a lot of our treatments, and the laser included, it can make you worse for a short time.
Right.
If you put a ton of blood flow in an arthritic joint, it can be kind of achy and sore the next day. It's a similar thing that happens when, you know, when someone's knees hurt because of the wet, like a storm rolling in, the pressure changes. I mean, that's kind of the same thing. You're just increasing the pressure in the joint with blood flow. It's like, but is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's like,
yeah,
that's a no pain, no gain kind of a thing in a way. See, it's not all the time, but
yeah.
So yeah. Same with dry needling. I mean, if you're trying to physically beat up a knot with a needle, yeah, it might be a little sore.
Wow.
So, you know, it's not all rainbows and butterflies with this laser either. So it's like other things there too. So I don't want to sugarcoat that part either. It's not all. Now, I had just about the worst thing that happened to me was I got tired.
Right.
And I was so hungry. Well, no, again, that's with the mitochondria. You're literally increasing your metabolism in one part of your body, and that part is just going nuts. So even though I was laid up, I mean, I was tired,
right?
But just so hungry, and you sleep like a baby.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, but I don't want the so hungry bit. I'll try to lose weight.
I
don't want to put on more weight to be saying I just want to grow the beard, you know.
Part of that may have been me because I'm always hungry.
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, because you're constantly working out, right? Mm-hmm. Well, whenever you can.
Yep.
So you're probably eating six times a day, little meals in between.
I actually go the other way around because we're so busy. I eat. Two really big meals.
Okay.
And less snacking, because usually I have my hands on people.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. Actually, I'm a big fan of intermittent fasting. I mean, like, skipping breakfast kind of intermittent fasting.
I'll do that every once in a while. If, like, when I had COVID, God, I loved it because I lost 10 pounds.
Hey.
Yeah. Now I'm seeing it gradually get back up there. And then it was my cousin that told me about intermittent fasting. And I tried that once, and I dropped the weight.
Yeah.
It's like, I need to go back to doing that.
It's not for everyone. Honestly, the reason I like it is because it works out with my schedule.
Yeah.
And I feel good.
Well, and I'll do it on days like this morning. if I have a podcast, because I know I'm not going to eat until lunchtime, maybe even not until dinner time. Yeah. All depends on how, you know, what else I got lined up once I get back home.
Yeah.
So there's times I'll just do it then.
Yeah.
And it's easy because I'm always getting up anywhere between 4:30 and 5:30 every morning.
Yeah.
So I'll drink my coffee and then get to work.
Same.
And then, yeah, wow.
I feel sharper when I do it too.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. It's, you know, if I eat breakfast, then I'm. I can get, if I'm going to be hungry at 10, I'd rather be hungry for 10 minutes, you know, and that's what happens when I don't eat breakfast and just have coffee or, you know, I'll be hungry at 10 for 5 minutes and then I'll be fine and I could go the rest of the day. That's how I feel at least. But
yeah, I'm the same way. And what I'll do is like, if I feel like I'm hungry and like, if I eat lunch, I'm only going to eat lunch if it's 11:30 or 12. That's it. If I feel like I'm hungry at 10:30 or even 3 o'clock, I'll drink water.
Yeah,
and then I feel fine.
Yeah. In college, I used to put a note to myself on my fridge. You're not hungry.
You're not hungry. You're just thirsty.
You're just hungry. You're bored or thirsty. So
I
that
like
was
that.
Always my, yeah.
That's true. Cause you think about when people are bored, what do they
open
do?
Open the fridge. You're like, why am I looking in the fridge right now?
Man, where's that ice cream at? We need chips.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Matter of fact, I caught myself doing that yesterday. I went grocery shopping and last night, even after eating dinner, it's like, man, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
It's like, no, there's just nothing on TV.
Nope, exactly.
Go to bed.
Yep.
And that's what I did.
Or drink water.
No, I went to bed because we were up till like 3 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we had a quinceañera and then we all went back to their house afterwards.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like, man, I can't hang with you young people anymore like I used to.
I haven't seen 3 a.m. in a while. Actually, that's not true.
Well, I'm usually in bed by 8 or 9.
I've gotten up at 3 before I stay more recently than staying up till 3.
See, when I was younger, I'd get up because I was in the car business, so working 9 to 9.
Yep.
But then I'd go and DJ at the nightclubs, especially on the week. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I would DJ at the nightclubs, sometimes even on a Sunday. Get out of there they close at 2, so you usually get out of there about 2:30 or 3. Go home, get up at 7. And go to work and do it all over again. But I was younger, I could do that. Now, like, no, not a shot. Forget that. Too old.
Oh, no, I'm learning. I'm learning that that's not the case. You hang out with me long enough, you'll hear me say I'm young and invincible. And I keep telling myself that.
I think we all did when we were younger. You're still
I'm
young.
Just like, but I'm less invincible. I mean, invincible doesn't mean impervious to pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
To pain and suffering. But yeah, I still like thinking that. But yeah, maybe I should be a little more careful.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore. And nowadays, it isn't even worth it to go out and party. It's like, we'll just have a cookout at my house.
Oh, no.
We'll take care of it. Yeah. Dr. Reed, you got anything to add?
Just to kind of round off what else we do. I mean, since taking over the practice, taking over the practice.
Since buying the practice.
Since buying the practice.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, since we started, we've also not only, I mean, the laser's the latest thing that we've added, but we have added some fitness classes, like you were saying, and not just the kettlebell. We do have a kettlebell class twice a week, but we also have yoga.
Yeah,
now 3 times a week. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's growing already. So, and it's just it's the way that we see health going. I mean, we're trying to make like this the standard. Meaning, we're talking about chiropractic and physical therapy. I mean, that's a no-brainer right there. But we should also have a fitness and nutrition, you know, plan for after you've rehabbed something. That's the smartest way to do things long term. If you have long term health in mind, you really need a fitness and nutrition plan.
Yeah.
And if you want to work with us, that's fine. Or if you want gym resources and just kind of get pushed in the right direction, We can help you with those aspects too. We're trying to bridge that gap between rehab. And then the problem that we were trying to solve with even adding the kettlebell classes in the first place was we'd have people come in, we'd get them all tuned up and say, all right, champ, get back in there. And you need to work out. Okay, we agreed. You need to work out. Okay, go work out. And then they'd come back, whether it was a month, 2 months, 3 months, next week, whatever it was.
They didn't work out in between.
Yeah, it didn't. Either they didn't do it or they did and they were doing the wrong things and they re-injured something. So no matter what, they weren't quite. Send them back into the wild.
Yeah.
And then they got eaten. And then they round up. And I'd rather someone come back to me and say, I want to get more fit and I want to get my nutrition in check. And you'll spend less time needing the chiropractic and physical therapy side of things.
Right.
If you focus on the fitness and nutrition part. So I just want to encourage people to get that plan involved for, you know, that's one thing that makes us different than some of the other chiropractors, you know, some of the other practices in general,
mm-hmm.
is you don't have to keep coming to us.
I feel bad now because I'm going every 6 weeks.
That's fine. I'm just saying that if that's going to keep you good, but why does Dr. Cat yell at you?
Because I do an exercise. Yeah, okay.
Never mind. You see my point? So yeah. you can still, that's still, like, still coming every once in a while is still going to keep you better than not coming in.
So I'm not going there for chiropractic care. No. I'm going there for therapy for her to yell at me. No. That's what it is.
Hey, accountability is huge. With that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to check in and say, hey, yeah, I should be doing this.
And that's why I do it, because I know, I mean, since my business has become more busy and I'm sitting down a lot.
Yep.
It's
damage control.
Yeah. I do have to go there for it.
Yeah.
Whereas before, when I wasn't busy, I was always going out walking, trying to get at least a minimum of 3 miles in.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time I went walking and got 3 miles in was when I did the memory walk for Rage Against Addiction. That was in the spring, I think.
Yeah.
So it's and the scary thing is I even set up the spin bike, exercise bike, whatever you want to call it, and the elliptical. You know how many times I've been on it since I set it up a month ago?
Mm.
None. Because it just
what is it, too convenient? It's in your
It's right there outside of my office.
Yeah.
The problem is, I'm just so, with doing this podcast and two other podcasts and producing other podcasts, and then with Harford County Living, it's like I'm constantly busy. And then if I take time away to do something, then I feel like, I do. I feel bad, like I'm missing something.
FOMO.
Which, it's, but I love what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing. Because I had somebody contact me last week trying to put me on one of these health plans or whatever.
We should have done this mobile. Let's mic up differently and do the next one walking.
Never thought about that. That could be interesting.
Or get the elliptical in here.
That could be. My luck, we'd be out in the park or whatever recording in person, walking and Blue Heron will come down, hit me in the head or something, knock me out. Beaver be coming up here, biting on my leg. Yeah, just my luck. So, geez. Dr. Reed, tell everybody the website again and the phone number so they can get in touch with you guys.
Okay. Website, if you want more information, is back to Ultimate Health. That's back two is the number.
Number two.
Yep.
And I'll have that in the show notes, the link as well.
And the number, you can reach either office, 443-222-0033. And by the way, that line you can text in. So, and
that's from the text. That's the text number I get all the time.
Well, not the reminders.
But oh, okay.
Yeah, if we're ever, you know, busting your chops on anything. No. if you ever need to reschedule or if there's anything going on like that, or if anyone has any questions, you can literally reach me on that.
Right.
Yeah. You can say, hey, Dr. Reed, I have a question, and I will be the one answering you. I can be. There's multiple eyes on it, but we kind of sort the messages out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got to come back and do it again.
No, absolutely.
And I would say, you know, bring your wife, but I'm I'd be afraid to.
The drill sergeant.
Yeah. No. I mean, it just, and yeah, that'd be kind of scary. Dr. Reed, again, thanks a lot. Appreciate you coming on. I know we've been talking about it for a while since you took over and finally got it done. And I think it's perfect timing because of this laser. And I just love the fact that people that, you know, that thought they couldn't go to a chiropractor or thought that they couldn't do stuff because artificial knees, hips, or rods, now you have something for. And the diabetes, mm-hmm. which is there. And me being in an Alliance Club, that's one of the things that we do is with diabetes awareness. And this is something I'm going to make aware to all the clubs now, because mm-hmm. if this was around with some of our members in the past, they may still be here today. Who knows? Yeah. So, but thanks a lot, and glad to see that you're feeling better.
Thank you. I'm so glad, and thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure.
I want to thank Dr. Reed for coming on to the podcast and telling us about this laser therapy and everything else. And again, if for some reason you think that you cannot go to a chiropractor because people told you you can't, give Dr. Reed a call. Please give him a call. It's amazing the things they do over there that can help out. Now, as far as a recommended podcast, I actually found one on, of course, chiropractic care. So Chiropractic Science, which is a weekly health, fitness, and alternative health podcast, where Dr. Dean Smith, who is a chiropractor, sits down and talks to different chiropractors throughout, I guess, the world. He got so many different people on there, and they talk about the science behind it and everything else with chiropractic care. Check it out, Chiropractic Science, and I'll have the links in the show notes, as well as links to Ultimate Health, and you can get a hold of Dr. Reed or Dr. Cat and get yourself an appointment, get yourself taken care of. Even if you're not going in to see for chiropractic care, maybe the laser therapy is for you. There's so many things there that can help you out. I want to remind you once again, if you would like to be on the podcast, or if you know somebody that would like to come on, or if there's a subject you want me to talk about, just email me at rbennett@harfordcountyliving.com. Again, it's rbennett@harfordcountyliving.com. And please subscribe to the podcast, whether it's through Apple, Spotify, whatever platform you listen to it on, or if you sign up for the newsletter, because I do giveaways and contests every so often. And if you're already a subscriber, you're already entered. So again, just go to conversationswithrichbennett.com and you can subscribe right there. It has all the links for you. And there's even a form there for you to fill out if you would like to be a guest. My name is Rich Bennett. Until next time, stay safe. And thank you for joining the conversation.
So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.